From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Parham, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. As we're getting going, we'll talk some football. We'll probably be a little all over the place today because there's not a ton going on. Tomorrow is the start of the early signing period. Lane Kiffin will speak to the media at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so you can kind of put that on your calendars if you so wish. We might hit a little bit of recruiting today, and we'll see what it comes over the next hour or so. As we try to entertain you, thanks to the people coming up on the live stream this morning for the podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Use your basketball ticket for a coupon to the Oxford Crystal, $150 off a steamer pack or a sack full there at the Oxford Crystal. We're going next door to the Oxford Exxon. And make sure you take advantage of the Mobile Rewards Program, the Speed Pass Plus app, the daiquiris, the ribs, the lunch specials that are $4.99, and much more there. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. And the rest is up to you. Should do what I do, which is jump into a Clark Ford. You'll love the product. You'll love the service after the sale. Corey wants to be your car guy. He wants to be your truck guy. He'll prove it to you. 662-257-1900.
So, start here because we might come kind of, like I said, it might be all over the place, but I'm just kind of curious. Early signing period tomorrow, they've shored up some commits, they've done some different things like that. Renfro committed, we talked about it yesterday, it's actually official now, and there's stories and such about it. He has his quarterback at least for this portion of the class. Any not surprises, but who's in flux tomorrow as we get close to tomorrow?
A handful of guys, not too many guys. They're still waiting on, be honest, I won't be surprised if there's a surprise to us or not. Like, there's a new name that I had not heard before last night, this morning, Giovante Howard. He's a defensive back from Blinn in Texas. Actually, Kilgore in Texas. New names. Alante Brown is out there, the receiver from Chicago. He plays at the prep school in Connecticut. I'd thought it was Nebraska. Nebraska, according to Zach Berry, doesn't feel too good about it, which is probably a pretty good sign for Ole Miss. My Ole Miss sources were pretty optimistic on Sunday, but you never know, some of that's bump stuff. Derek Bermudez, a cornerback from Florida who Lane Kiffin really liked down there, was committed to Florida State. His commitment with them is in flux. That's a possibility. Of course, Chris Morris, the offensive lineman out of West Memphis, Arkansas, that appears to be down to Texas A&M and Ole Miss. And that deal is probably pretty fluid and might stay fluid until Wednesday. Other than that, it's for the most part, it's guys who are already committed. They're signing a couple of guys to watch for. I'd gotten the impression over the weekend that things weren't exactly moving in the right direction for Ole Miss and DeRicky Wright, who's committed to the previous staff. My anticipation is he will sign elsewhere. And then I think there's hope that they can get Robert Scott to sign on Wednesday and not wait a while. I can tell you that the previous Arkansas staff did not recruit Robert Scott. They made a decision that they were going to commit and sign 3-4 offensive linemen. They basically got commitments from all those guys. They did not go recruit other offensive linemen. That staff's not there anymore. Sam Pittman and his staff are there. They came in, made different evaluations on offensive linemen. They have made Scott a top priority. So while I anticipate that he will still sign with Ole Miss ultimately, he still wants to sign with Ole Miss. He took his official visit over the weekend. The fact that Arkansas is recruiting him is a new part of his recruiting because the previous staff did not recruit him, which is an odd thing considering the fact that he's the top-ranked player in their state. But it is something to keep an eye on if he doesn't sign this early signing period. The Razorbacks' presence in his recruiting is a new thing,
right,
which is an odd thing, but it is a factual thing as well.
That was one of the first guys Kiffin saw, right? He saw him like Monday or Tuesday week, something like that.
I think he's one of those
airport photos.
I think he's a terrific kid. I mean, one of those great kids to talk to, and big, tall, long-armed, intelligent. Why Chad Morris and that staff didn't recruit him is a baffling thing to me. It tells you a lot. People can knock Sam Pittman, and I'm knocking Sam Pittman, and the yes, sir, and all that stuff is weird stuff. He is a very good offensive line evaluator.
He is.
And the fact that he made Robert Scott priority one very quickly tells you a lot about what he thinks of him as a player.
Yeah, you're not doing it just because. Arkansas can't waste spots. Especially, nobody can waste spots, but especially not freaking Arkansas right now. So no, you had to like him to do it.
Yeah, no, they've got to figure out what they're doing.
Well, they're switching their whole offense again, aren't they?
Who's their offensive coordinator?
I don't know.
I know they brought in Odom as the defensive coordinator. Chip Long.
Oh, so no, that's
from Notre Dame.
That's not a crazy change then.
I think Long's going to be the offensive coordinator there, so it's probably fairly similar.
Yeah,
I don't think they could afford to go back to, hey, let's go back to Smash Mouth. I mean, you just maybe meet somewhere in the middle a little bit.
What do you hear from people on the type of player Cade Renfro is? A lot of people get caught up in star ratings and whatnot, but what do we know to this point?
I don't know much, honestly. I mean, I've just been slammed and playing catch up a little bit on different recruiting things because it's changed. Not much. They like him. That's who they wanted. They immediately shifted their attention that direction. They essentially cut Robbie Ashford. He's got a good arm. He's accurate. Moves well with his feet. I think it's a sign of where they're going offensively. I just don't think this is going to be some run quarterback oriented offense. And this is not a John Rhys Plumlee thing. I'm not in the mood. I just think it's the direction that they're going, where they're going to have a pro style offense. They're going to move the football vertically and get the ball into the hands of wide receivers and let them make plays in space. I mean, I think that's Lane Kiffin's offense. It's what he's always run.
He's not switching it up.
Stands to reason that that's what he'll run here. He's bringing in coaches that have very similar philosophies offensively. So it stands to reason that that's the direction they're going to go.
They officially announced Randy Clements as offensive line coach, and Blake Gideon yesterday, and then a player personnel person as well, Alex Collins.
Yeah, there is some speculation out there that Kentrell Bullock's announcement that he'll go ahead and sign with Ole Miss on Wednesday is tied to Derek Nix staying on the staff, at the risk of even getting into that topic after yesterday. I will simply say that I can't tell you that is true or false. I don't know. Sound like a hell of an agenda right there, didn't it?
Yeah, it does. Question of the thing, Cade or Matt be better in a bowl pro-style offense? Look, pro styles kind of change. You're still going to move around, though. I mean, Lane's going to have a quarterback that can move. We're not stationary here.
Yeah.
Just not run first. Two different things. I mean, you got to be able to move your feet and use the quarterback run a little bit. Look, Matt Corral can run a little bit. I mean, they all can run a little bit. Nobody's just a statue back there.
Go look at Lane Kiffin's 3 years as the offensive coordinator at Alabama at what they did. With quarterbacks who could move their feet, they threw the football.
He drug Nick Saban into his offensive style, kicking and screaming.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think Nick Saban knew that he had to adapt.
He did stay out of the way for the most part.
And he hired Kiffin, and all the personal stuff notwithstanding, if you just look at what they did on the football field, they threw the football a lot. Amari Cooper caught a lot of passes. Lane Kiffin would get Amari Cooper in favorable matchups, and they would throw him the football.
Yeah, we've been over that.
Yeah. I don't know who the starting quarterback will be. Maybe it's Plumlee. Maybe it's Corral. Maybe it's somebody outside. Maybe it's Tisdale. He came back. Obviously, someone told him, hey, we're going to give you a look.
Mm-hmm.
What will be interesting is not who's here in the spring. It will be who's here in the fall. Do they all stay through the spring and go into the fall? Because you can still enter the transfer portal in May and go someplace.
And you've got enough bodies. And I mean, seriously, if you're down to two, you've kind of got to play the game a little bit. Lane doesn't have to play the game. If there is a clear starter, he's going to name the starter. You know what I mean? Like and let the chips fall where they may, because frankly, you need to know who the guy is in the summer. That's more important than spring anyway. That's when you're getting a lot of stuff done. That's what I'm saying. Like you gotta know who's the bell cow around this joint.
Yeah. The kids need to know who the starting quarterback is going to be, if it's possible.
Yeah.
Because that guy's the one that runs the summer.
He's sending the text. He's, hey, here we go. Let's move.
You know, and it goes from being a blah sort of spring, frankly.
Pretty interesting
spring. To a really fascinating spring.
Yeah. The schedule updates we told you about yesterday, I'm going to do that again here. We'll be in Jackson Friday night for a live show during the Ole Miss Basketball Kermit Davis Cocktail Hour. That is from 5 to 6 at the Westin in Jackson. The show will start sometime during that and then go probably a little after that. So my assumption is somewhere around 5:30, but come hang out at 5. Have a cocktail or two, be some hors d'oeuvres, light snacks. I don't remember how they phrased it, but anyway, there'll be some of that as well. I think we're talking to Kermit and Ansu. If we're not, I know we're talking to Kermit. We'll figure it out. Come, we'll have a good time. We'll entertain you with something. They'll give autographs and pictures.
You might have to tackle Ansu.
You're going to tackle Ansu?
He's tall, fairly lean.
Okay.
Hit him low. Bring him down. Well, we have to rope him and...
And get him over there?
Might just
stick a mic in his face?
Tackle him low.
Okay. Not going to. Okay. Then the 29th, if you're in Oxford at Southern Crafts, 6 o'clock, 6 to 9 or so, I think, is the hours on that. We'll be there. Just kind of early New Year's party, kind of a thank you party. Just sort of chill, hang out, have a good time. No show, just hanging out. That's kind of the plan there. So,
yes, no,
that is as
no
well.
Show.
We had this yesterday.
We'll have $1 off well drinks, $1 off all drafts, including wines on draft. It's from 6 to 9 at Southern Craft Stove and Tap Sunday.
6 to 9.
The basketball team plays Tennessee Tech at 3, so it works out perfectly.
Go to
the basketball game. It's going to end
5-ish.
Yeah, head. Peacefully head over to your car, head over to Southern Craft.
Don't have to be in a hurry.
Nope, take your time. We'll be there at 6. You'll probably beat me there. I've got basketball, so it might take me 6:15 to get there, but I'll be there.
This became a little more of a topic for us yesterday because Lane Kiffin commented on it. Peter Burns had his SEC coach Vegas trip rankings 3 or 4 days ago. Dan Mullen, the first one to complain about his ranking. And then Kiffin came in and called Jeremy Pruitt a sleeper yesterday. I do have a couple thoughts here. And obviously Peter Burns knows these coaches at this point, and it's all fun and games. Muschamp being down at 8 is very shocking for me. It was for people who don't have our screens up in front of them, obviously. 1 to 14, Kiffin 1, Mason 2. Stoops 3, Pittman 4, Mullen 5, Orgeron 6, Kirby 7, Muschamp 8, Drinkwitz 9, Saban 10, Moorhead 11, Fisher 12, Malzahn 13, Pruitt 14.
Well, Jimbo's way too low also.
Jimbo way too low. Jimbo comes across
and
as maybe
Drinkwitz is 14th. My understanding is he's a teetotaler. Doesn't touch it.
Yeah, I can't believe Elijah Drinkwitz would be the guy you want to go into the casino with. There's nothing about him.
Read me that list again. Kiffin 1, I'm good with.
All right, Mason 2.
See, I don't know him well enough to know.
See, here's why I kind of like Mason 2. I'll be honest. Mason at 2 makes a lot of sense because I think he's a pretty good dude. I think he will live a little. And he's kind of the grown-up in the room, I think. I think you need a dude pretty high up on the list.
In your wolf pack.
Yeah, it's not going to get you arrested. He's the guy that's going to pull you in just enough to not get arrested. That's Derek Mason. I think Mason's a pretty good 2.
Fair enough.
Stoops 3 seems high.
I don't know
him. I don't know him at all.
I don't know him. If he's like his brothers, he probably should be down just a little, but not. He's probably in the middle of this list. But I could be dead wrong about Mark Stoops. He could be quite the party guy.
I want nothing to do with Sam Pittman in Vegas. I want him down at the bottom. I get he's a wild dude and whatever, but it's an annoying wild.
Well, that's certainly possible.
He's going to grate on your nerves over time. How long am I in Vegas? Am I in Vegas like 3 hours? And I'm like, okay, he can come in, be a microwave, and we'll get out of there.
Say 48 hours in Vegas.
It's a little too long for Sam Pittman to be 4.
That'd wear you out. When every time something happens, he's like, yes, sir.
I actually think I agree with Dan Mullen. I think Mullen would be fun in Vegas.
Oh, that's no question, Dan Mullen.
Mullen's too low.
I actually think Mullen has a legitimate beef with this list.
If I had a four, if I had to pick four coaches to go with me,
he'd be
Mullen
on my
and
four.
Kiffin are both on the list.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. In fact, that's my point, is I think Mullen's number two, because before I say Derek Mason, I'm taking Dan Mullen.
Yeah, I think Dan would be fun.
No, there's no doubt. There's zero doubt Dan Mullen would be a lot of fun 48 hours in Vegas. No doubt.
We done with Orgeron. He's at six on my list. He's not.
He seems to have really mellowed.
He's frankly in a pretty good spot because he's not at the bottom. He's not that guy. But I don't necessarily want him on my shoulder all weekend either.
No. Well, you talk about a dude whose image has 360'd in about 24 months. Unreal.
It's like a delegator now and stuff. Got two offensive coordinators basically with Ensminger and
I mean, if they figure out quarterback the next couple of years, he's got a chance to turn that thing into a completely different animal. They are stacked at every other position.
I said this to you before the show. Credit to LSU Media Relations putting Joe Burrow on, pardon my take, yesterday. It's probably the number one sports podcast in the world. They can get a little whatever, and they trusted everybody and just did it. It was a good move. It was that was a positive for everybody yesterday with pardon my take.
It also tells you that Burrow can handle that kind of thing. He's a pretty cool kid from all accounts.
That's a good point. It'd be a 180. A 360 puts him back where he started.
That's a good point.
Matt's not our strong suit around this here joint.
No.
We got like communications degrees and things. We don't
Campbell's
really have.
Finite math finalist today. Let's put it, I helped her a
as
lot.
As opposed to infinite math?
Dude, I don't know what all of it is. It's called finite math, and it has been
what is
hard.
That? What does that mean?
I don't have any idea. It's been hard
you
as
you didn't
hell.
Try to help her study it?
No. I would have hurt her. That was the course that I researched it a little bit this summer and called her and said, hey, we're going to have to do some
tutoring. You're on your own.
Well, I've dropped some money on tutoring, and it has been well worth it. And she needs a 68 or above today to get a B.
And that's?
And we will celebrate a B as if it were an A. She said last night that she said, when I turn this final exam in, I will break down in tears.
Really?
She has studied and studied and studied and studied. I know it because I've. In addition to all of the studying she did on her own, I know what I've paid in tutoring for this class.
Kirby Smart at seven is, I think, actually too high. Kirby is boring to me.
Yeah, he's
there's something about Kirby that
toast.
Because I still don't think he's his own personality when he's gotten to Georgia. I think he's still trying to copy Saban a little bit. I don't know that Kirby's figured out who he is.
That's fair.
He's kind of all over the place for me.
That's fair.
So I want nothing to do with Kirby.
Okay.
In Vegas. Not moving on. But Muschamp at eight.
Will seems to have really settled down.
Almost in a bad way, though. He's gotten too calm.
There's not a lot of boom left.
No.
Now he's got his.
I mean, I know he got on the referees and had that whole deal one time this year, but he's gained 40 pounds.
Yeah.
He's wearing the spectacles. 5 years ago, Boom would be very high on this list.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Boom has fallen on this list over the last 5 years.
Boom's kind of my age, right? He's kind of mellowed.
I think that's what's happened.
Hey, Siri, how old is Will Muschamp?
Okay, I found this on the web for how old is Will Muschamp.
Yeah, he's a year younger than me. So he's 48. Kind of start to, like, chill a little at that age.
Drinkwitz at nine is an abomination.
He's 14. He should be 14th.
He has not done anything to move up to nine.
He's 14th. Moorhead is 13th, and the rest of the list, I'm up for debate.
They got Saban at 10.
I got a feeling he'd be kind of fun if he just let his guard down, but he's not going to be any fun because he's going to take film to Vegas and he's going to go up to his room and start recruiting.
He will make calls every night.
Well, he's going to watch film the whole day, so he's 12th. Actually, he's 13th. Moorhead is 12th.
Will he pay for everything at least?
No.
So you don't get that?
Probably not. I have a feeling he's like a Scrooge.
Was it
with
Dan
money
Patrick
too?
Where Kiffin was saying, yeah, he just doesn't have fun? Like,
yeah.
You go to one thing and you go to the next and you go to the next, and that's fun.
Well, when he released him, if he got out of football, he made the prison joke, the Shawshank joke.
Yeah, that's all he knows.
That's all he knows. So if you let him out, what's he going to do? I mean, that's why people do it, and I do it. People do it. Hey, we talked to like Ryan Brown, so how much longer for Saban?
What else is he doing?
How much longer is
he? He goes to the lake house for a little while. He recruits while he's at the lake house, and he plays some golf.
He literally breaks his vacation in half to come back to Tuscaloosa. He does all of his media stuff in one day, like all of his commercials and all that stuff, one day.
And then goes back.
And then goes back with a boatload of film. And a GA has to bring film out to him. He watches like 20 guys a day on vacation. It's all he does. And I know coaches, I know fans are out there, that's what I want out of my coach. Yeah, but some of these guys are not robots. That guy's close to a robot.
Mm-hmm.
He's as close to a robot as a human can
be. He's conditioned himself. That's what he does. That's who I am. That's it. I'm going to have my salad and my little Debbie, and I'm going to move on with my day. At 8 o'clock and then at 12 o'clock. He's meatloaf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's meatloaf at 6 p.m., Terry, dinner on table.
Yeah, for sure.
So, continue our very scientific analysis of this list in 1 second. Before we do, I'll tell you about MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape, premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but a lot more as well, including custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paver patios, forestry mulching, and more. The path to your dream backyard is easier than you think with MasterCuts. That's GoMasterCuts.com for a free quote, or that same free quote at 662-607-7773.
Sorry about that. I had to sneeze. Tried to get out of the...
I'll forgive you.
Out of the camera. Podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB has a commercial checking account now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. It comes with fully interactive online banking that can also set up any local business to deposit checks from their office and not have to worry with coming to the bank daily to deposit those checks. More than likely, any business owner at another bank is now paying a monthly fee for their account. Most assuredly, not making up 1% on their money. So to learn more about OUB, check out LiveOxford, BankOxford.com, or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. It's Grenada Nissan, GrenadaNissanUSA.com. My good friend Jay Tate and his group of friends are taking a European vacation this summer coming up.
The swinger group?
I'm not sure if it's the swingers or not. Regardless, they're doing it, booking it through John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. You can do the same thing. In fact, you should, because John is part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows him to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. John traveled the globe for 37 years before he even got into the travel business. He knows the extra attention that's needed to make a special trip one that creates a lifetime of unique memories. So what you need to do is give him a call, give him an email, give him some parameters, give him a budget. And what he'll do is he'll come up with options to maximize those parameters, to maximize that budget. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email at jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. And Chase mentioned the Westin Jackson, where we will be on Friday night. You could go to the Westin Jackson early and visit Soul Spa. It's the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. Personalized massages, signature facials, soothing body treatments, and much more on their extensive spa list. And you'd be all relaxed and refreshed to head over to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro, get a creative craft cocktail, enjoy their curated wine list, and talk to us and visit with us. And enjoy your time at the Westin Jackson. It's a Marriott property in downtown Jackson.
So let's see. Let's run through the rest of this real quick. Yeah, Morehead at 11. There's no way Morehead should be above Jimbo Fisher. No way.
No way.
Fisher's too low. Fisher should be higher.
I know Jimbo a little bit. He'd be fun.
Be all right?
Yeah, be all right. Jimbo's a good dude.
I could see Jimbo being a gambler.
Yeah. Jimbo's a good dude. I know people don't like him or whatever. I've known Jimbo a while. He's a good dude.
Then what are you doing with Malzahn and Pruitt?
My guess is Gus is pretty boring. I mean,
Jay says he's boring.
Yeah.
Football nerd.
Probably not a lot just of wants to coach fun ball. There.
As crazy of a state as it is from a personality and whatever. Now, again, it's more winning more than anything else. Don't get me wrong. Alabama has two very boring head coaches.
Yeah.
Saban and Malzahn.
Yeah. And Pruitt, I don't know. It's hard to get a read on that guy.
Bottom half, though, for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. He's not at the top of my list.
So, who's your four? Who you got? So
I want Kiffin and I want Mullen.
Okay. I want Mason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a strong opinion there.
Okay, and you got one more. Where are you going? Or you got two more?
At two more. Kiffin, Mullen.
It's the most boring the SEC's ever been from a head coach personality standpoint, by the way.
I got a feeling I want Orgeron there.
You still want O?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe Mason. If for no other reason, Mason is my enforcer if things get bad.
Oh. If we have a little bit of a brawl, like Entourage style, you.
Well, like, you ever see him when they win a game and his eyes get that fire in them and stuff? Like, you think this guy, you'd want him in your foxhole to borrow from Houston Nutt.
That's a good point. Can you wear that bulletproof vest he wears all the time at the games?
Yeah, you can wear whatever he wants to wear. It's Vegas.
That's a good point. Yeah, Coach O, I think he could still find it if he needed to for 48 hours. You know what I mean? Like, it's still in there somewhere. Not all gone.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not all gone. Let the record show that most people would have shed a tear at the Saturday thing. And O caught himself. The jaw clenched.
Yeah. He was very hot. He appeared to be sweating profusely, but...
Yeah.
It's very warm in there.
It probably was, really. All those lights. I'm told that it's not a big room at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty jammed in.
Yeah.
I do want to see O when they don't have a Heisman winning quarterback.
Well, sure.
That remains my thing.
Of course. Of course. That's why I said if they can figure out the quarterback position, they're going to be really scary. That implies that if they don't, they're not. But they've got everything else. And they are recruiting at a really high level. And if you don't think the last few days helped LSU as a program, you are delusional.
Leif on our live chat says, nationally speaking, Holgorsen, Leach, and Kiffin would have a good shot of being on the list.
Well, Holgorsen for sure.
Got to take Dana with me. He was in New Orleans over the weekend. Had a buddy spot him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not as Leach crazy as everybody else, but sure.
Probably do some card counting for you.
That's very true. He's very bright. And I want Kiffin, Mullen in my group, kind of no matter what.
Do you really?
Even if you open up to all the Big Ten coaches.
Spilled coffee on my eye.
You spilled it in your eye?
Kind of, yeah. It was kind of impressive, really. Clumsy and impressive at the same time. It is a shame that that he's no longer a qualification. I see this on our live chat too. That you can no longer pick Cliff Kingsbury because you'd want to just be around him in Vegas.
Well, yeah,
he would be the free space that you put in the group and make sure he's on the plane
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, you make sure he's on the plane.
Yeah,
you just stand over there and you're trying to get the cast offs of
that one. Yeah, I'm hanging out with him.
No, I want nothing to do with Tom Herman. No,
no,
he'd drive me freaking insane.
Yeah, no, no,
no, no, no, no.
Graham Harrell's not a head coach, but I'm with you.
You're okay with Graham?
Yeah.
That's fine.
He just got $1.2 million a year to be the OC at USC, staying there.
Did he?
Yep.
I said a second ago, compared to the past, it does feel like in this media age, maybe if nothing else, it's a boring SEC list of coaches.
It's been hideous lately.
We don't have Spurrier anymore. We don't have Les Miles anymore. Some of these guys that have some...
One of the reasons I'm telling you, Kiffin's going to be main stage at SEC Media Days.
No, I'd be terrified if James Franklin was in Vegas with me.
Yeah, I just don't know where that goes.
No.
Now, okay. Les Miles, fun. Les be pretty fun. I got a feeling Les is pretty fun.
Yeah. He'd let the guard down.
Because Les took the Kansas job saying, why not?
Well, I mean, the bar is pretty low.
Yeah.
You win a few and, hey, you're king for a day. It's going to be all right. Oregon coach Mario Cristobal? I don't know. I don't know much about him.
I don't know a lot about him. Heard good things, but I don't know a lot about him.
Is there any obvious we're missing here?
I'm sure there is.
Oh, Gundy.
Oh, yeah. He'd be fun.
Think so?
I got a feeling. He's apparently, though, a pretty regular guy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he works in a field of psychopaths. And so he... I mean, I don't want to burst everybody's bubble, but...
Field of psychopaths.
I mean, you put 100 head football coaches in a room, and it's a therapist dream come true. I mean, there's a lot there. And these are typically not the greatest human beings on earth.
Yeah, nobody would want the light to shine everywhere.
No.
I mean, on anybody in the world, but especially football coaches.
You talk about the coaches' convention. Talk to somebody who goes. They'll tell you, whoa.
I don't think Matt Rhule would be fun. I think Matt Rhule's too football.
Yeah, I just don't know a lot about him. He seems to be a disciplined guy.
Terrible dresser.
He is an awful
terrible dresser.
An awful dresser.
He's the Bill Belichick of college football when it comes to dressing.
What's Kiffin's game day attire going to be?
He wears kind of the pullover thing with the visor.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of not a garbage sack thing, but like a pullover.
A little more fitted.
Things I wear a lot. Yeah. Kind of the pullover looking things.
Okay.
That's what he does. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he wears a cap around town a lot and just kind of out socially, but I think he only coaches in visors. I don't recall him coaching in caps.
Ben Craddock wants to be in our Vegas group. I would want Craddock in my Vegas group. If we were to do the non-football coach people to take with you to Vegas, Craddock would be on my list for sure. Really high.
You do need enforcers.
Because Ben would be an enforcer and fun and unpredictable. And yet I think he's the guy that you'd be able to count on him at 4 a.m. when things got rough.
Now, you would have been in bed for 6 hours by that point, but sure.
Well, probably 3 or 4 hours. I don't know how long I could make. If you sent me to Vegas right now 48 hours and said, just go for it, I don't know how long I could make it.
Well, yes. Look, if we could choose our own personal people we know, Andy's making the list.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Although Andy and I talked about Vegas on a beer garden.
He doesn't like Vegas.
He likes Vegas fine, but like he's a lot like me, which is scary for probably both of us. He doesn't like gambling, does nothing for him. I can walk through a casino and have done it and feel absolutely no temptation.
It's not about the money or like some illusions of grandeur. I like the social aspect of it where I go, like, I can go shoot craps or play roulette for a couple hours and just sort of, I'm just kind of there, have a drink. I'm not worried about it. Just kind of.
See, Andy and I talked about that. We're the kind we'd find the good bar.
Yeah. Same sort of principles.
But I just don't like the whole, hey,
I'm in the action, but I'm not risking really anything that matters. I mean, because if you're not an idiot, you can play roulette for hours on a very small amount of money. I mean, you can just, hey, let's spin the wheel and let's put some money down and let's do it.
Just does nothing for me at all. And I have nothing against it. You can vouch for this. I'm not a judgy person. If playing blackjack till 4 a.m. makes you happy, hey.
Go play blackjack to 4 a.m.
Do your thing. It just does nothing for me. I can walk through a casino full of that, and there's nothing pulls at me. Now, I pass by a really cool bar, and that pulls at me.
Did an all-SEC coach list, I'm reading from here, would Pearl make your list?
Yeah.
Bruce make the
list? Yeah, because he's a really good dude. I like Bruce Pearl. I like Frank Martin. I do. I like Frank.
Frank. No, Frank's a good dude.
Now, if we're doing basketball coaches.
Yeah.
Because basketball coaches are just more fun than football coaches.
Larry Joseph's Mike Price. Well, Neil's seen a little bit of that, how that turns out.
Been there.
Basketball coaches.
More fun than football coaches.
Just as a rule.
Absolutely. If I offer you a room of 100 basketball coaches or a room of 100 football coaches, which one are you going to?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to the basketball room so fast, I'm never even thinking about the football room.
It's not even close, is it?
No. I know which room's going to be more laid back.
All right, you get four. Here's basketball for the SEC.
Okay.
Eric Musselman, Bruce Pearl. You can mark one off the list as I talk if you would like. Musselman, Pearl, Mike White, Tom Crean,
Crean's off.
Okay. John Calipari.
Off.
Will Wade.
Off.
Okay. Ben Howland, Kunzo Martin.
Off.
Kermit Frank, Barnes, Buzz, Stackhouse.
Barnes is off. Stackhouse is off.
Pearl.
It's Pearl. Musselman's possibility.
Really?
Yeah. He's a little crazy. He's kind of crazy in a funny way. Where he seems like a good dude who's just kind of off just a little. And that might be fun in Vegas.
This list doesn't jump out as much at me as I thought it would when I went to it.
It's Pearl, Martin. I got a feeling Kermit would be fun in Vegas.
Oh, I forgot Nate Oates, too. Sorry.
I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't either. No, Kermit's a real good middle kind of just... It's going to give me enough of what I want without being, like, crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be calm. I can work with it. I
wonder if Kermit's a gambler at all. Like, if he goes to Vegas, if it doesn't...
I don't know.
I know he enjoys a cocktail, but...
I don't know.
I just kind of wonder...
You don't think Calipari would be good?
Nah, probably not. Everybody says he's a great guy. I just don't know him. I like Mike White. Mike would be fun to hang with.
What's Kunzo like?
Apparently a phenomenal dude.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody raves about how good of a guy he is. I've heard Rick Barnes is a really good guy. He just seems like...
He seems boring as hell.
Seems boring, but I've heard he's a great guy.
I mean, seems really boring.
Yeah.
That's fair. You can tell it's December 17th, by the way, guys. Just not a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I mean,
right
I know people want us to do a lot of recruiting, but the truth is I don't really know. Here's what I anticipate with recruiting after tomorrow. I anticipate a resetting of the board. And I don't know who those names are going to be. I just don't. And it's not about sources or whatnot. It's info's really tight, and I'm telling you, I don't know that they know how they're going to reset their board. He's going to finish. Here's my anticipation. Somewhere in the next 3 to 4 days, Lane Kiffin's going to leave town. A week from today is Christmas Eve. He's going to be long gone from here by the time Christmas Eve rolls around. When Santa makes his trip, Lane Kiffin's going to be on vacation with his kids, I think is my understanding.
Okay.
He's going to be gone for a while. He's going to take his phones.
He'll be all right.
He'll be okay. I think he's going to work to finalize his staff in the days immediately following the NFL season ending, which is December the 29th for teams that are not going to the playoffs. So the 30th, 31st, there could be some coaching news, maybe. He'll get all that stuff done. If you told me that he went to the coaches' convention with a spot or two open, I'd believe it.
Kind of closing that part of the show. Grindhard does make a good point with Jerry Stackhouse. Former NBA player, probably has some Vegas connections that we should pursue.
That's true.
Just got a hunch there that Stackhouse would know where a few hidden doors are.
Yeah. NBA guys love Vegas. I'm a little surprised the NBA hasn't put a franchise in Vegas.
Would it work?
NFL's there now. NHL
Frankly,
worked.
I think NBA would work before NFL even.
I do too.
Don't need as many people. A lot of nights where, hey, give me something to do for a couple hours. And then,
sure.
Well, especially with like mobile betting and stuff now, as you're kind of getting into that a little more, and it's getting a little more and a little more.
Celebrities like NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be seen.
Yeah, I don't think baseball would work there. I think anything else would have a chance. I mean, hockey's done a good job with the nights.
We'll see what
football does. Basketball would work.
No, I think basketball would. If hockey works, basketball would absolutely work.
Yeah, same thing, except better, frankly.
On steroids.
Yeah. Better. Yeah. I think there is a lot of answer to that. Because Oakland's now. I mean, that's now, right?
As soon as the stadium's ready, yeah.
Okay. Is that this coming season?
I don't know. Soon.
Just you said phones. They're curious what exactly you meant by that now.
Just meant phones.
So he has more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if he's got any sense at all, yeah. I mean, I don't know the guy yet. Contrary to popular opinion.
You're dictating every decision, Mr. McCrady.
Yeah, I mean.
Puppet master up here.
Isn't that crazy? Why would anybody even think that? How could anybody even think that? That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard. That someone at Ole Miss would be like, hey, what does McCrady think we should do with the coaching staff? That's insane on so many levels.
It's a word you mentioned. We'll go to that in a second. For you, I'll tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're going to look underwriting, understand your market, a leader in condo financing, the float down option, and with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years, good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
The podcast is also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. We'll be taping a Mind on My Money podcast today. We're going to talk wine on the podcast because it's Christmas time. So we're going to talk about wine and stuff like that. And you should listen. And we'll also probably tell you some financial advice. Won't come from me. It'll come from Martin Palomo and the people there at Pinnacle Trust. They can help you too because they provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. Investing is treated like a commodity at Pinnacle Trust. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. They will build a retirement plan just for you. It's pintrust.com, PINNtrust.com. Mention you heard about it on the podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. We're also brought to you by Nest and Wild. Sleep better with a Nest and Wild mattress. Nest and Wild is a Mississippi-based mattress company making a high-quality mattress delivered right to your door. They make buying a new mattress easy. Every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick, giving you comfort. Every time I do this, I think about Ben Craddock laughing. Because Ben would start laughing.
He laughs every time.
He would laugh every time that he read this, yeah. this reader. Every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick, giving you comfort and support that will last. A lot of online brands sell an 8-inch or a 10-inch mattress, but why have 8 or 10 when you can have 12? So from the twin size to the California King, every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick. They're 100% American made. The pricing's competitive when compared to the rest of the mattress companies in their tier. And when we throw in the podcast discount, well, it's even better. Also, you can fight cancer in your sleep. Nest and Wild have partnered with Major Leaguer Jason Mott and his foundation in the fight against cancer. For every mattress sold, Nest and Wild gives a portion back to Jason's charity. It's a no-risk decision. Nest and Wild believes in their product so much that they're offering a 99-night trial on every mattress. Try it out. Sleep on it for 99 nights. If you don't like it, you can return it. Go to nestandwild.com. Order your mattress. Use the podcast code REBEL20 and get 20% off your purchase. Your mattress will arrive at your door in 3 to 5 days. And we mentioned this earlier. We'll have picks up later in the week. They're brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap. You can come join the end of the year celebration, meet up with fellow Rebel Grovers at Southern Craft Stove and Tap on Sunday, December the 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. Come cheer on the Rebel basketball team as they take on Tennessee Tech at 3, and then head over to Southern Craft to enjoy some of your favorite Southern cuisine. $1 off Wells, $1 off all drafts, including wines on draft. It's located on Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Take an escape from the square. Also, make sure to check out their new Tupelo location. It's located in the Fair Park Towers building at 205 East Troy Street. Come get on all the fun at their new Tupelo location. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy new year from Southern Craft Stove and Tap.
Somebody else in the live chat, a sports writer's trip to Vegas. That would be one boring trip, guys.
Yeah.
I have a hard time filling my list.
No thanks.
I'd like Ross Dellinger with me, but Ross, otherwise I'm not really sure what
otherwise
direction
I'll
I'm
pass.
Going. You're good.
Give me my headphones in some private place and I'm out.
I mean, you can look, Vegas can be whatever you want Vegas to be. You can spa for Vegas for 72
sure,
hours.
But I'm not hanging out with a bunch of sports writers.
You're not?
No, sir.
Sports writer convention is not no. the... we've had the Rivals convention before, and there's been some weird cats at that bad boy.
Yes.
I mean, that was...
I mean, if it was me and Gabe and Jay,
you could pick a list and go,
and Ross or something, probably be fine. But if it's a bunch of the hardcore sports writers where they're going to sit around and talk about football, no thanks. No, no, no.
You're out. The guys who just sit in the sports book simply to watch the game all day long and analyze it?
Yes.
Was it the one in Vegas or the one in Atlanta when Drew Henson freaked out in front of us? That was in Atlanta, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that Vegas?
No. Where was that?
Was it Vegas?
I think it was Atlanta.
Was it?
He absolutely lost it.
Oh, just nervous.
Just started sweating and stuff. It's like, dude.
He played for the Cowboys and the Yankees, and 200 fat sports writers freaked him out.
Yeah, you've played in the Big House. You've played in the Michigan-Ohio State game. You've played for the Cowboys. You've played for the Yankees, and you're worried about us? Why? Couldn't figure that out.
Eddie Ashoff might not be bad. That's a good. I don't hate that one.
No, it would be good.
Yeah,
be sharply dressed.
Well, that's a fact. No, I was going to go a second ago. I remember what words you used, but what there's questions up on the site. What made you and JG decide to be therapists this week on GPITS?
We just talked about it. Thought it would be a funny.
You got some very serious questions.
Thought it would be a funny. And I think it'll end up being a great podcast. We're going to tape it tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're a subscriber, you can get on there and ask a question for, you can sit on the proverbial couch.
I asked him if he would do it on his site, and he said no, because everybody's still mad at me about the stupid prayer circle stuff.
Still. They take those prayer circles very seriously.
That is a serious thing. I never really knew it was that big of a deal.
Do they still tweet it out every time? Is that still a thing?
I'm not sure. They've stopped sending it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For a while, you got every one of them.
Yeah, and I would just be like, congratulations, you completely missed the point.
Well, they tried to make you out to be anti-prayer, right?
Yes.
That was the goal, and that was not the point.
No. Not at all. I pray frequently. I just believe in it being a private thing. No, let me rephrase that. For me, it's a private thing. Whatever it is for you is fine. What I didn't like about the way Auburn did it, and frankly, this was in the middle of the freeze thing when I thought they were pushing the envelope as well, was making it a recruiting tool. See? We pray before every game. This is why you should be an Auburn Tiger. Lots of teams pray. In fact, most teams pray before games. They do it in the privacy of their locker room because it's an intimate thing in their group. That was all.
What episode are y'all on of GPITS now?
Like 81, 82, a bunch.
It's been pretty much a similar version the entire time. Are you surprised? Not that it's still going, it's not my point. Is it the iteration of what you expected when you kind of thought, hey, this kind of podcast was work? Is it what you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's what I thought it would be. It's what I thought it would be. It's one of those things, if we could ever be in the same place, we could do frequent podcast. Jay's a really good person. I mean, he comes across as this crazy, and he is pretty crazy, but there's a lot there too. There's a lot of depth to Jay.
I actually kind of laughed here. It got blocked by our YouTube feed, but Grindhard, our resident Auburn resident every morning, resident Auburn resident, whatever. Says you've seen all the miracle blank that happens in JHS. Everybody should do prayer circles. That's probably a lot of valid point there, to be honest. I'll throw a little bit of, yeah, sure. It's what makes, I mean, no offense to you, but I mean, that's what makes the show, is Jay being so damn crazy.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, being a real sensitive human and understanding, and very real. I mean,
I knew Jay would be the star
and
of that show.
And unafraid to go there. You know, so many people, I can't talk about it. Hey. It's who I am. It's what I am. It's whatever.
We talk about pretty much everything. I tell people, man, I'm pretty much an open book at this point in my life.
I'm curious at the show. I'm curious.
That's why all the stuff yesterday. I was like, it's silly. That's why I talked about it. I mean, people were like, you shouldn't address it. No, it needs to be addressed. It's silly. I mean,
and it lasted one day, and it's basically gone now.
It's basically gone because it was dumb.
I do feel bad for the poor son of a gun that had to try to explain it to Kiffin if he ever asked. So tell me what happened here. Well, okay, right, have a seat. Let me try to run this down in 5 minutes for you.
My guess is he would have no interest in a lot of that stuff. Like, again, I've said this for a while. I don't. At least for the interim time, there's no real reason. He doesn't have any use for the local media.
When are you and Jay taping? We're getting
tomorrow
asked.
Afternoon.
Normal show in the morning, I think. Right? Or it's signing day. What are we doing? I don't even know. We haven't talked about it.
I don't know.
Do we expect a lot in the morning? Where we that's an issue.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be coming in during the morning. I don't know. I mean, the only real drama that I anticipate on Wednesday, if there is any, is Chris Morris, and it's one of two schools.
A&M and Ole Miss, right?
Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, Kiffin's at 3 o'clock. He even asked that for some people.
Yeah.
How many people tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know. Because there's like a couple of names out there that just popped up. The JUCO corner, there's the JUCO wide receiver. Are they adding those guys? I don't know. It'll be interesting to talk to him tomorrow at 3 to get him to maybe discuss how they went about this process over basically a 10-day period.
I don't think we're doing a hand raise, guys, tomorrow. I don't think so. I mean,
we can if you want.
We haven't really talked about it.
I mean, I guess we could do one tomorrow night and make it the Thursday show.
Yeah, we'll think about it. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, I have not really thought about it. If y'all have some questions in the live chat, throw them at me because, frankly, we got a good bit to go and I don't have a lot of topics at this point. You did get another game on me last night. Saints beat the Colts.
Let me tell Georgia this.
Go ahead.
They won't be publicly done, but they'll be done. Here's how this works. With rare exception, the schools tell the kids, hey, we need it at 8 a.m. Because if you're doing something squirrely, we're moving in a different direction. Now, if you want to wait and have some announcement at 3 o'clock, that's fine. We'll get your paperwork in and not do anything with it. But the schools, Lane Kiffin will know at 3 o'clock. He's sophisticated enough, smart enough to be able to vaguely reference it without giving away the kids' announcement or whatnot. We'll know.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys.
The coaches don't play those games for the most part, unless you are Johnny Five-Star who could literally go anywhere at the final moment. They know. They have the papers. And once they have the papers, they don't care what you do as for your announcement. You can go whatever.
So as I was saying, you picked up a game last night because I picked the Colts to cover in New Orleans last night.
For the week, we went.
It's not good at all. I mean, it was awful.
For the week.
I went like 1-5.
No, you were 3-3.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was 3-3. You were 3-3. Jeffrey was 3-3. Zach was 4-2. We all did okay.
So we're all hanging around.
Yeah, I have a 2-game lead.
Are we going through bowl season?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I have a 2-game lead on all of y'all. Y'all are all tied.
Have you ever won?
Hell no.
Have you really not?
In football picks?
Yeah.
God, no. I don't watch enough football to be good at picking games. I don't know how the hell I'm doing this. I've watched a little
You've
more
You've been
NFL.
Over 500 every... I mean, we're typically always over 500. We're never bad.
No. It's not... I mean, some of the... In the SEC, the key is you ride a heater. I always pick... This year, LSU's been my heater. I just ride them. Lay them, ride.
It's like 2011, when no matter what, Alabama and LSU, every freaking week, we're just picking them. Every week.
A couple years ago with Georgia?
Just...
Lay them. I'm going to get burned once or twice, but I'm going to win 10 times over the course of the year.
So Saints 34, Colts 7. Saints moved to 11-3 in the tie at the top of the NFC. However, if everybody wins out, they are the 3 seed. They have no tiebreakers over the Packers and the Seahawks if everyone is tied at the same time.
Let's give some props here.
On who?
Drew Brees.
Okay.
I know he's only got one Super Bowl, and that's the knock. Drew Brees has broken all of the records. Drew Brees suffered a catastrophic labrum injury midway through his career that threatened to derail his career. Drew Brees is not a 6'5", 240-pound prototypical NFL quarterback. He is amazing. I've covered him. I've dealt with him on a professional basis. He is an absolute pro. Unless he's one hell of an actor, he is an exceptional human. Just really happy for him. I like Drew Brees a lot. People sometimes ask me, who's the nicest person you've ever covered? He's way up that list.
He breaks the NFL record for most career touchdown passes last night, surpassing Peyton Manning against Manning's old team in his hometown, actually. And then he's trying to hold off Brady. Basically, one of them is going to play longer than the other one, and that one's going to be the record holder at that point. He has a 3 or 4 touchdown cushion at this point over Brady. I think it's 4. Maybe it's 3.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching 2 of the absolute very best ever play at the same time. They're contemporaries.
So with that one Super Bowl, there's argument on the board last night, conversation. Where you put him? All-time greats. What emphasis do you put on all these stats? Last night, he sets the NFL record
for
best completion percentage in a game.
He's top five. And here's my thing is I can't do the like Y.A. Tittle type deal.
No. Just what you aware of.
He's in that group with Peyton Manning, John Elway. I know Marino didn't win a Super Bowl, but my God at the numbers.
But he's ahead of Marino because he has the Super Bowl and he has better numbers.
Yeah. He's in that group with Peyton and Elway. I think he's ahead of Favre.
Who is he behind for sure?
Brady.
Montana?
God, I think.
Times are different. It's hard to do it. I get it.
I think Drew Brees is better than Joe Montana.
What would a second ring do for him in the conversation?
Move him to definite
number two behind Brady.
Where you could have a debate about who's better, he or Peyton Manning.
Well, because Peyton, I mean, no offense to him whatsoever. I mean, hellacious quarterback, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
His second Super Bowl was won with half an arm. Yeah. His team was incredible around him.
Elway's was too.
Yeah. Top five is fair.
Yeah, I mean, and then you're getting into style.
Because, I mean, for a good bit of his time with the Saints, their defense was so bad they couldn't win. I mean, there was no way he could win at a high level from a team standpoint.
What I love about Brees, and you see it, you saw it last night with Teddy Bridgewater. I saw it with Reggie Bush. When guys that play with him, and Bridgewater has a little reason. You know, if Bridgewater wanted to be a little bitter right now, he could. Nope. He knows he's learned a ton behind Drew Brees. No matter how this goes, he's a great teammate. He's a leader. He's all those things. What he's done for that city. I mean, this is not hyperbolic. If Drew Brees signs with the Dolphins, New Orleans is not the city it is today.
No. That's probably right.
It's just not.
Are we 100% positive there's a franchise?
I'm 100% positive there's not a franchise. It's in San Antonio or somewhere.
He was going to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the NFL rigged the draft and Reggie Bush went to New Orleans.
Could be. If they did, it was worth it. It worked. It is a business. I mean, I say that to people all the time.
It's my conspiracy theory I'm not letting go of.
I don't necessarily disagree with it. It's the league's in business. It's why I'll have these debates with young journalists about the Kaepernick thing. And they'll like, oh, you're just an old angry white man. It's like, nope. I actually respect his desire and right to kneel for the anthem. I'm a pretty big historian person, and that's what the freedom of speech is all about. But it is a business. And if you're not good enough to definitely take your team to the upper four franchises in the league, from a business standpoint, it might not be worth it. And that's the price you pay for your expression.
Aaron Rodgers at the height of his prime, do whatever he wants. He's going to play quarterback
Drew Brees
in the NFL.
Today.
Yeah.
Tom Brady today.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson today.
Yeah. They're not cutting them because they do whatever.
No.
Hey, we support you.
Mitch Trubisky, not so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If Mitch Trubisky comes out tomorrow and goes, hey, you know, I think I'm going to kneel for the anthem. Well, you know what? We think we're going to not pick up your fifth-year option.
Yeah.
We think we're going to probably figure out a way to draft a quarterback.
Breeze does that, and they go, hey, would you like a towel from under your knees?
Sure.
When you do that.
Sure. Probably would be like, are you sure you really want to do that? But okay. I mean, what if that's – it's business. It's business. It's like I was having this conversation with someone about Lane Kiffin. And he was talking about how, you know, maybe we did this yesterday. If we did, just stop me. It's been a weird day. If you're Oklahoma, Lane Kiffin's a risky hire. Someone says, wouldn't you? Someone's like, okay, we're talking about Kiffin. He goes, it's a football guy. He goes, wouldn't you say he's got a really high ceiling? I said, yeah, super high. He goes, in fairness, he's got a low floor. I mean, if everything that is said about him happened, then he just lost it personally and all that stuff, he's got a low floor. I said, okay, it's fair enough. He goes, if you're Ole Miss, you're already kind of near the floor. It's a small fall. If you're Oklahoma, you're pretty high right now. Lincoln Riley goes to the Cowboys. They're not hiring Lane Kiffin. Too risky. So it's the same thing with like a Kaepernick kind of a deal. It's risk. You have to evaluate risk. You got to be really, 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 really good to do that. Like LeBron James comes with headaches. There's all sorts of people around him. There's a lot of stuff. But dude elevates your franchise.
Like you said, it's a moving target. I mean, is players lose capital. They have less ability to do a lot of that stuff off the field or on the field or whatever. I mean, it's a lot like Lane Kiffin. I mean, Lane Kiffin wins the West in year three at Ole Miss. Well, all of a sudden, Oklahoma goes, hey, it's got on my list. Hey,
of course.
Hey, now all of a sudden.
Of course.
No, hey.
Because now he's raised his floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that wasn't going to say about LeBron. Yeah, do you want to deal with LeBron stuff? Well, some of it's like, oh, God. He wins. Look at the Lakers. They're first in the West. He wins. And if you'll win, you can do whatever the hell you want for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the part of the Kaepernick thing that when it comes up in discussions, I just kind of want to scream at the political people, do you not understand the business portion of this? Because LeBron does and says some dumb things. Some things that I'm sure management wishes he didn't say, but then they go, he sells a lot of jerseys, he sells a lot of tickets, and we win.
Yeah. Podcast is brought to you by Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. Tyson Drugs there on the square in Holly Springs, G&M on South Lamar Boulevard in Oxford, 662-236-2222. They deliver local in the Oxford area to your home or workplace, offer MedSync to make sure you get the medicine you need. When you need it, don't have to make multiple trips to the pharmacy. They provide that one-stop shop for you there with that medication. And also Right Way Meds to make it easier for you. Comes in individual packets to make sure you take the medicine when you need it. So that's right there on South Lamar. It's G&M Pharmacy, 662-236-2222.
The folks at Blue Delta have been giving you a Christmas countdown for a couple of weeks now. And guys, the time is upon us. But do not worry. Blue Delta can help you solve your last-minute Christmas gift needs. Call them, message them on social media, or visit their new website at BlueDeltaJeans.com to purchase a gift card. Give your loved ones the best fitting pair of jeans they'll ever wear. Additionally, Oxford Exxon podcast listeners with the pattern on file can get $100 off the online price and a free 2-week rush on their order using promo code podcast through the Blue Delta Jeans website. So go ahead, take advantage of this deal so you can walk into the new year in style. Our friends at Dead Soxy sent us some stuff. Included in that was this mesh bag. Chase was like, what's that? Well,
I had no idea what that bag was.
What it is it's a bag that is made to go in the wash and in the dryer. It's to keep from losing socks and also keep the integrity of the sock design to last longer. Customers who spend $75 or more on orders this week will receive one of those bags free. So limited quantity remains, so you need to hurry. Also, customers who purchase by 2 p.m. on Thursday can guarantee they will receive their order in time for Christmas. The offer code of Rebel Grove for 30% off still applies. And brought to you by Oxford Park Commission. If you need a gift idea for your kids this holiday season, the Oxford Park Commission recommends signing up for the 2020 spring soccer season. If you played with them in the fall, you can rejoin your team for just $25. The cost for new registration is $50. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 15. The deadline to sign up is December the 22nd. That's coming up. For more information, visit oxfordparkcommission.com. And a guest will join us frequently on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters is sports, music, drink, and food. Known for its great food, New Orleans-style po' boys, handcrafted burgers, all with a Cajun flair. Rafters on the Square offers the best sports viewing in Oxford. 14 large flat screens plus a 17-foot big screen on the Rafters stage. Rafters is known for its famous Bloody Mary, but they have three bars, including an outside patio bar. They're closed right now for the Christmas holidays, but you need to make plans to join them on New Year's Eve at 5 p.m. They'll open up $3 champagne all night, and we'll get you some details on entertainment soon. And then on New Year's Day, it's a great place to watch the bowl games, the Sugar, the Rose, all of those. Be a great place to spend your New Year's Day at Rafters on the Square.
So the tiebreaker, I was asking a couple people about this, for Green Bay over New Orleans is they have the best win percentage in conference games. At this point, Green Bay 8-2, the Saints 8-3. It's on my screen there. I think I fixed it. Green Bay, however, has a tough one. Monday Night Football this coming week. They are in Minneapolis.
Ooh.
So Packers-Vikings, Monday Night Football.
That's a good game.
The Saints have the Titans and Panthers left on their schedule this season.
They're in Nashville Saturday, Sunday,
they are
right?
In Nashville. They're in Carolina, too. There's two road games to finish. All the home games are complete.
That would have been a fun game to go to. Saints and Titans.
Yeah. Titans need it desperately. They're one game back of the Texans. And I think out of the hunt as of right now, if I have that correctly.
It's one of those things I just can't. I could do it. It's just so hard to make yourself do it.
What, go?
Yeah, get up Sunday morning, like early, drive to Nashville, go to the game, get back in the car and drive back. It's a full day.
The Packers have – oh, actually, I'll take it back. The Packers have – they're done with their home games too. They're at Vikings, at Lions to close.
Yeah.
So this week is the week.
Yeah.
I think the Saints probably win in Carolina. Tennessee, a much tougher game. Green Bay, very tough game at Minnesota.
Saints-Titans is a good game. Is that a noon game?
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
You're not going.
No, probably not.
You're going to think about it all week and then not go.
Well, Carson always says he wants to go to an NFL game. This was the week we were going to go see Bears-Chiefs, and it just was too close to Christmas.
Just didn't work out.
Yeah.
It is a noon game.
Okay.
The last two games for the Saints are both at noon.
Be tempting, but that's a lot. Be tired at the end of that day.
I saw this from Sports Business Journal yesterday.
Get home about 8 o'clock at night. Be like, man, why did I do that?
I saw this from Sports Business Journal yesterday. They were doing predictions for all the broadcast rights stuff over the course of the next couple of years as everything comes open. They think that CBS is going to lose the 2:30 game, that ESPN is going to win it, but then put it on ABC is their opinion. That essentially, the SEC would like all of their stuff under one umbrella, so it's not dealing with two different networks. To let ESPN just find the game times it wants and move on, but that ESPN would put that game on ABC at 2:30 instead of ESPN.
Huh.
So you still get broadcast numbers, but it's under the ESPN umbrella would be the way that they predicted that would
see
happen.
That.
Yeah, I mean, I'm whatever.
Going to be a big time bidding war.
Oh. I mean, that's the best deal in sports.
Absolutely.
From a broadcast standpoint right now.
Absolutely.
That 2:30 CBS game is the best deal in sports.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure it's close. Here. I'll look and see if there's anything else that was found interesting. Hey, this guy's really good. It's that John Oren or whatever his name is.
Yeah. He's good. Really good.
Said he thinks CBS and Fox will keep their Sunday afternoon packages for the NFL.
Yeah.
Said, though, they're not going to do AFC-NFC packages anymore like they have. It'll be an A and a B, and he believes Fox will pay more for better games every week. That there'll be an A package and a B package on how this works. They get to pick first and have a deal. Said NBC will keep Sunday Night Football because it's been such a success.
It's
nobody's touching that.
It's the old Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's no problem there at all. He believes that Thursday night football from will go from Fox to ESPN and will air it on ABC on Thursday night.
Yep. Players hate it. Hate it.
Said that they think ESPN will keep Monday night football, but that they will mega cast it somehow on multiple channels on ABC too. And that also allows ABC to jump back in the Super Bowl rotation as well.
Oh, okay.
So that'll do a couple different things there. They think that Amazon will buy an exclusive package for international games and a handful of noon games on Sundays.
Oh.
Only for – said they'll also be produced by Fox and CBS, and basically they'll be sold to local markets, but then Amazon will have the rights to them. Mm-hmm. Also believes Amazon will continue to simulcast Thursday night NFL games. Here's a big one for a lot of people. This is actually a huge deal for me even because I don't have DirecTV. DirecTV runs out of their Sunday ticket thing here soon, thinks that Netflix will win.
Oh.
Thinks Netflix will end up with ESPN's, I mean, with NFL Sunday ticket.
Where you'll have to pay extra to Netflix to get the NFL.
It says games. Amazon, ESPN Plus, and Disney will all put in bids to carry NFL Sunday ticket when its contract with DirecTV ends in 2021. But Netflix will pick up the rights as part of a shocking bid that shores up the company's programming in the face of growing competition with Disney Plus and others.
Oh.
That's what he believes. Said Tony Romo will stay with CBS, in his opinion. And then says that, yes, he believes the SEC moves to ABC. He says Fox and NBC will express a lot of interest in CBS's Saturday afternoon SEC package. CBS will fight to keep it, but ESPN will pick up the rights for ABC at around $300 million per year, a massive increase from the $55 million CBS currently pays, almost six times the number in his estimation or prediction. The SEC will ultimately decide it wants more schedule flexibility by having one partner rather than dividing up its rights across two.
I agree with that. That makes all the sense in the world.
I've heard
that from numerous people. Yep.
Have nothing there whatsoever.
It's a cash cow.
Just kind of looking if there's anything else.
That's why I know everybody says expansion won't happen, and maybe it won't. I just kind of wonder. You could go for the TV network kill by adding a couple of schools, and the TV would pay for it. It's another reason, and this is going to sound crazy, it's another reason that I think Ole Miss doing this Lane Kiffin thing was really smart. Insurance. Just in case there was this mass shuffle of conference affiliation, mm-hmm. You need to be attractive.
Got back in the business.
Yep.
Got back in the business.
And I know that's way out there, and people are like, you're crazy. And I'm admitting that I probably am crazy.
But
just every once in a while you want to have a little insurance.
Yeah. All right, that'll cover it. We'll let you know what we decide about. Normal time in the morning, we'll let you know what we decide about tomorrow night or anything. Obviously, we'll put that out. Should we go that direction? Lane Kiffin will speak to the media. Still kind of weird saying his name, speaking to the media. Like, it's not fully processed in my head a little bit yet. At 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for that one. RebelGrove.com. In the meantime, if you'd like to just chat, comment, leave some questions for Neil and Jay, if you need a little therapy session, that's basically free, and more. So appreciate you guys as always, and we'll talk to you soon.